You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iron. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. It's here, the seven-round mock draft, the one I do annually there for Sporting News. Up here, about 2 weeks away from the draft, a little bit more than that. And here on Locked On Fantasy Football, we are locked into the draft prospects. Here is a series continues analyzing the top offensive skill players and what their immediate impact could be, what their long-term effects could be here on fantasy football and their production in the NFL. So on our first show of the week on Monday, we broke down the top three quarterback prospects, according to me. That'd be Trevor Lawrence headed to the Jaguars, Zach Wilson presumably headed to the Jets, and then Trey Lance, a little bit of a wild card there, from North Dakota State. We're not sure if the 49ers are going to take him at number three or not, or the Falcons. So broke down those guys in detail, what we expect for them in their situations, and what their talent could bring here in long and short term. So we'll do that again with three more quarterbacks. And I do have some places I've attached these quarterbacks to in my mock draft, so that'll be fun to break down here. So we'll look at today Mac Jones of Alabama, Justin Fields of Ohio State. And the third guy that we'll look at is really going to be a second-round pick. Some people have him as a third-round pick or later. There's some question mark if he will be the sixth quarterback off the board, but I think he still will be. It's Kyle Trask of Florida. So we'll break down those three quarterbacks in detail, what we can expect going forward as they transition from college to the NFL. So let's start with Mac Jones, and it's starting to look more and more like the 49ers are leaning Mac Jones over Trey Lance. I think it's been hard to read what they exactly want to do. I think 100% they're going to go after a quarterback. They've pretty much admitted to that. Anything other than a quarterback would be the real big surprise here for the 49ers. But Mac Jones, why people think it's Mac Jones is because you look at the profile of a Matt Ryan, the 2006 MVP under Kyle Shanahan. You look at Jimmy Garoppolo. These are not guys known as running quarterbacks, or even going back to Kirk Cousins in the Washington days with Shanahan. That these guys are traditional pocket passers. They stand in there. They're dependent on things that happen around them. That means a good offensive line protection, running game balance, good weapons where they can distribute the ball, get the ball out quickly with accuracy and get some big plays that way from a guy's running after the catch and all that. So a lot of cerebral, quick decisions, accuracy, toughness, a little bit of ability to move. We've seen that with Ryan. He can roll out a little bit, do those little things in the offense as needed. Kirk Cousins has also been able to do the bootleg action and all that. And Jimmy Garoppolo, of all three of those quarterbacks under Shanahan, he's been the most mobile and really can operate. So what Kyle Shanahan's pretty much looking for is the prototype for his offense. And Trey Lance would be a little bit different direction because you'd have to factor in the running element a little bit more. I think they could easily do that because Shanahan is smart and adaptable to Lance's skills. And we know that pretty much in the NFL, first you have to be a pocket passer, keep plays alive, get the ball in the hands of your playmakers above all else with accuracy. So, again, would they take more of the project to get to that point in Trey Lance? I think he's close, but still needs some refinement with less experience. Or do you go Mac Jones, who doesn't have a ton of experience himself? Let's keep that in mind here, that here's a guy that he's only started one really full year. He filled in for Tua Tagovailoa the year before, but what a big year for Mac Jones here in Alabama, leading that team to a national championship, really super efficient, getting the ball downfield. And what we know about Mac Jones is he's a bit of a dependent quarterback. That's what we have to expect right now, is that look at what he had. He had Devonta Smith. He had Jalen Waddle. He had Najee Harris out of the backfield. He had a loaded offensive line led by Alex Leatherwood and Landon Dickerson. So you had some guys up front who were going to protect you. You had very good tight ends, going back to Irv Smith from a year ago. And you look at the Alabama offense, again, a lot of weapons, a lot of good protection, good balance. Mac Jones just had to put the ball in the right place and make some plays, but he played at such a high level using those weapons that you have to take notice that if you surround him with some decent people, and the 49ers can do that with George Kittle, their ultimate security blanket for rookie quarterback, you have Brandon Ayuk, who can make big plays after catch, Deebo Samuel, pretty much a similar type of receiver, maybe a little bit tougher there, while Ayuk is a little quicker. So you have those type of weapons. You have a decent running game. We know that Kyle Shanahan, the calling card with his own blocking. You got Alex Mack here to help in the middle at center. You have pretty good right tackle there in Mike McGlinchey, elite left tackle there in Trent Williams. So you can protect the quarterback. You can give him a tight end to throw over the middle. You got wide receivers who can make plays after the catch and also stretch the field for you, and some versatility out of the backfield as well. So again, that's why the signs are pointing to Mac Jones. Again, he has some limitations athletically. He's not going to run for much, and that's going to curb him a little bit in fantasy football, because we know running gives you a high baseline there. Just, we're not talking about keeping plays alive running, but actually rushing for yards and scoring there. And we know that's not going to be a huge part of Mac Jones's game. So you look at Jimmy Garoppolo, I think you have to say he's more going to be in that range when Jimmy Garoppolo was healthy a couple years ago on their Super Bowl run. That's kind of what you're going to get from Mac Jones. You're not going to get necessarily anything close to QB1, but a pretty solid QB2 there. That's the plug and play. That's the whole idea behind this with the 49ers. And any team that really takes Mac Jones, he's ready to perform now. Is he going to blow the doors off of the numbers? No, because he's not going to put up the rushing totals. And he's probably looking at, you know, 30 TDs might be his ceiling in the NFL, but he's a guy that might look at 25 to 27 TDs on average. That might be his kind of wheelhouse, maybe get to those 4,000 yards. So that's certainly a viable quarterback in fantasy football. But again, Mac Jones, I don't think, maybe you might have a spike the way that Ryan did there with Kyle Shanahan. Maybe one year where he has 35-something TDs, but this is still a run-friendly offense here for the 49ers. A lot of their success is going to come through there. They hope to have a defensive rebound. So this is all assuming Mac Jones is with the 49ers. If it's with Denver, I think it's going to take some lumps there where you don't have the settled supporting cast. You do have pretty good protection there with Garrett Bowles on the left side and some decent weapons led by Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton. But again, I think the 49ers are the best place for Mac Jones to have any success immediately here in fantasy football. Again, longer term, I see him as viable, one of those guys that you're going to have as a number two streamer, have on the bench to play in the right matchups. That's what you're going to get from Mac Jones. I don't see him being necessarily the guy that you can consistently count on for that top 10 production in fantasy football, which is okay. He's going to still set up his team to win a lot of games, and that is the bottom line. And that's why I think the 49ers, first and foremost, want to go after Mac Jones. I think they think his skill set, meshing with the offense, gives them a better place to win right now than Jimmy Garoppolo. All right, so there's a breakdown of Mac Jones. We'll get into Justin Fields and Kyle Trask in our final two segments. I do have to remind you that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football is over for now, but NBA, MLB, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It is the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you have to do is enter the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get that 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We'll be right back here to break down a very intriguing prospect, polarizing at that, Justin Fields of Ohio State. All right, let us continue the show here. We're in the middle of breaking down the quarterbacks in the 2021 NFL Draft, the prospects of what they can do in the NFL, and for our purposes, the production that ties to fantasy football. I do have to remind you on this network, get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news on every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let us look at Justin Fields. And Justin Fields blew the doors off in his pro day, and we thought he could do that. Athletically, he ran very well. He was very accurate in throwing the ball, moving around, making some plays here, but we know that. He is a dynamic playmaker for 2 years at Ohio State. I think just putting it all together and having that consistency there in the NFL, there's going to be some flashes. We say Justin Fields do things that are going to make us drop our jaws, but there are going to be some things that make us scratch our heads. How did he make that throw, or how did he make that decision? So we want to get a little bit consistency out of Justin Fields, and I think he's kind of a misfit here, right, in this draft, because Mac Jones, we know he checks all the boxes. He has a high floor. Trey Lance is that high upside, more dynamic athlete than Justin Fields. You have Trevor Lawrence as the big arm that stands out. You have Zach Wilson, rather well-rounded with his arm athleticism. So you look at Justin Fields, he checks a little bit of all those boxes. So in the end, that could really help him be the most complete quarterback in his class, and that would not surprise anyone. And remember, he was neck and neck with Trevor Lawrence there as surefire 1-2 picks in this draft. And Zach Wilson's rise happened. Trey Lance became an intriguing mystery. You had Mac Jones have this meteoric season. Remember, he was not on the radar even as a first-round pick before he had this amazing elite season for Alabama to close out his college career. So a lot of things happen, so it's not really a knock on Justin Fields to be the fifth quarterback in this class if he should settle in that spot. I mean, some people have him as number two. Some people have him as numbers three, four, five here in the ranking. So that tells you how strong this quarterback class is and tells you that Justin Fields still could be special, and really all five of these guys can end up being special with the right coaching in the right situation. So if you look at it this way, we're not sure if the Falcons are going to go for Trey Lance. We're feeling a little bit that at least the 49ers are leaning Mac Jones over Trey Lance. So when you look at it, I don't think Justin Fields is going to be a 49er in any aspect. It would be a long shot if he is, if he's chosen over Lance and Jones. So you look at the Panthers, they right now have Sam Darnold. They made a big deal. They traded a second-round pick to get him from next year. So you think they're out. So now it's a bit of a scramble here. If Justin Fields is the last of the first-round quarterbacks, he could end up with the Broncos. That would make the most sense, sitting there at number eight. But you also have these teams looming in the back, the Patriots at number 15. You have the Washington football team at number 19 and the Bears at number 20 there. So I would say one of those four teams is a good bet that Justin Fields will be playing for. The Broncos right now would be the leader in the clubhouse, but these other teams certainly could make a blockbuster move up the board. I think on a lesser note, I think you look at the Lions. Could they go after him at number 7? They're just happy with having Jared Goff as a bridge quarterback. Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out either here with Fields. So again, this quarterback class is so special that you're going to think about tapping into it, even if you don't have a pressing immediate need at this position, and you want to think a little bit about stashing for the future and going for that type of player. Then you have a team like the Vikings. They have Kirk Cousins here, hard to get out of his contract for this year, but like the Falcons and Matt Ryan, it's an easier out next year. So yeah, there's multiple teams that can go after Justin Fields. When we look specifically at what he does, again, the running is always going to help in fantasy football. And I think we have to see, again, what, like with Trey Lance, is he going to get an immediate starting gig? Because we know that's going to be the case for Lawrence and the Jaguars and Wilson and the Jets. If Jones or Lance goes to the 49ers, I think Jones, I would say, has a better chance to start, period, and it will be starting from week one if he goes to San Francisco. So you got that aspect. I think if Justin Fields goes to Denver, I think he's going to beat out Drew Lock and be the immediate guy there. With the Vikings, he's going to sit in New England. They could have a battle that opens up between him and Cam Newton there, and it makes sense. It's a similar style of quarterback, and they might want to see who's better off. And Cam Newton's only got that one-year deal as a reasonable backup should he not win that job. You figure, same thing that goes with Washington and Chicago. There'd be a little bit of a battle with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andy Dalton, respectively, at the bridge quarterbacks there. But you could see Fields starting not too long into the season in those situations. So, again, the running helps. I think he's going to put up some decent numbers rushing right away if he gets a chance to play right away. So maybe even like 500 yards, something like that. Maybe 5 or 6 touchdowns there. Then you have a decent receiving core, as we mentioned, in Denver that can help Fields. We know New England is kind of a work in progress, and Washington really has a lot of appeal now with Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel there. So Washington really would be nice for Fields' production. I don't necessarily see that with the Broncos. Again, they have quite a few weapons. They also have a tight end there, Noah Fant. They can make some plays. I think they'll make some changes and additions to their receiving core should they cater to Fields a little bit more. So I look at Fields, if he can get in right away, and again, it helps a lot. I mean, he is having a chance to be the most productive fantasy football quarterback as a rookie, depending on the situation, because he's going to be the running aspect. He can get on the field faster than Lance. He has the arm well enough to put up some numbers. He could end up on a team that's mediocre and really end up with high passing volume. That's the case for all these guys, but I think with the Jaguars and Jets, they're so bad overall right now that they don't have as much help. While you get into a team like Denver where they can provide help, but Fields can also go on his own here and produce. So, yeah, if I was going to look at it now, if they, all these guys had to start right away, I would put Lawrence still number one. I think he's just the best player. And with the Jaguars going there, if Fields had an opportunity, I would put him number two there. Then I would look at Jones, and then I would go to Wilson. And then Lance again. If Lance starts right away, it's a different story. But right now, I would think he's more of a stash for his team. So that's how I kind of break it down fantasy football-wise. I think a few of them could be viable, but I think the cutoff is going to be with Lawrence and Fields being guys that you're actually going to draft, while you might watch Jones and Wilson on the charts there to see if they rise and have some value as a QB2 later in their rookie seasons. All right, so there's a breakdown of now 2 more quarterbacks, 1 more to go here that I consider viable potential starters here in 2021 after being drafted. That's Kyle Trask of Florida. We'll get into him in the final segment. But I do have to remind you about rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket, and you'll find at rockauto.com a catalog that's unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications, the most important prices you prefer. And you'll find everything at rockauto.com, from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether you're a classic driver or you're a daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Best of all, as I mentioned, the prices of rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com to save right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That's rockauto.com. We'll be right back here to close the show looking at our final top 6 quarterback prospect, Kyle Trask, Florida. All right, we do need to wrap up our look at the quarterbacks. We will turn our attention to the top 3 wide receivers in the draft. We'll give them a special all to their own here. So, yeah, pretty nice class at the top. Jamar Chase of LSU, then 2 more guys from the SEC West, Alabama teammates, Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle. So we'll examine their scouting reports, where they fit, what do we expect from their production, both right away and down the line. So definitely looking forward to looking at that. And I'm also looking forward to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 here on the network. April 19th through the 26th, listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason LaCanfora, and Michael Lombardi. Our local experts for every team, making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Subscribe to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, presented by Locked On and Odyssey on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, let us continue and close the show. Kyle Trask, he's a guy that I've liked more than some other people. I've seen Trask drop into the third round on some boards, fourth on some other boards. I just think he has a good skill set. Again, people are looking at him and the supporting cast and looking at Kyle Pitts having an all-world tight end. You had Kadarius Toney. You had other really good receivers, Grimes there, that was pretty productive for Florida. So, again, he's getting knocked a little bit for that, and he doesn't have the same running ability. He's going to be more of a pocket passer, but he delivers a pretty accurate ball, is a pretty decent arm. I don't think he's as good in those areas as Mac Jones, but he's definitely workable and in the right system can be productive. Again, he might be a little bit more of a dependent quarterback, much like Jones. I think Jones is a high-level dependent quarterback in the sense that if you give him the weapons, he's going to produce big time. While Trask, I think, still needs a few more things to fall into place to develop to do that. Well, I think you look at Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, they might be more independent quarterbacks where they're going to make it work with whatever's around them as much as possible because of their sheer natural talent. So, yeah, Trask, I have him right now going to the Washington football team there in the second round. You have the kind of the wheelhouse for Washington and Chicago if they don't make that move up here, either team for Fields in the first round or Trey Lance, something like that. That Trask is not a bad consolation prize to work with, especially if you're the Washington football team, because you got Ryan Fitzpatrick, you got a bridge guy there that's decent, or in Chicago with Andy Dalton. And with Washington, you also have Taylor Heineke and Kyle Allen, so you can put Kyle Trask in the mix, kind of evaluate the entire room, have Fitzpatrick be a mentor, make that transition where Dalton, I mean, the Bears have kind of enthusiastically named Dalton their QB1, so to speak, on social media. So, I don't know, that could be a little bit of a tougher challenge to get on the field there. But I could see Trask stepping in a situation of Tagovailoa in Miami, in Washington, where Fitzpatrick gets the job first and then transition. And at some point, Washington realized, look, we have some upside in Trask. We're going to go to that quarterback and see what he can do as the younger passer here. In our offense, knowing we have a pretty good defense and some pretty good guys to help the quarterback there. And yeah, it is definitely a good situation in Washington when you look at now Samuel in the mix with Terry McLaurin, Logan Thomas, Antonio Gibson in the running game. They should presumably upgrade the offensive line here, maybe with that first-round pick. They don't go after a quarterback. So WFT and Kyle Trask would be a pretty good fit. Again, Trask is not a guy we're going to jump after in fantasy football. We're going to watch him. I don't think you'll get necessarily big dividends from him for a while. We need to see that play out a little bit. And again, no guarantees he's going to be starting at any point in 2021. But I do like some of the things he can do. He lands in a good system. He has pretty good work ethic. If they have some established weapons there and some decent protection, he's going to have a little bit of success. Again, he might be one of those guys that come into play in the second half if there's an easier schedule, depending on what team he's on. And you might look into him if your quarterback has a bye or something like that. But I don't see him being more than a one-week acquisition or flyer, that type of quarterback in his rookie year. I think in year two, that might be a different story as Trask could see an expanded role and regular role from the starting standpoint from the get-go. So, again, I do like Trask. Again, he can put the ball on point when needed. I think he can make most of the throws here pretty well. Again, not going to give you much of the running aspect, but again, at some point, I think he can have viability in fantasy football if he lands in the right place. I mean, if he lands, say, I don't think something like this would happen, but as a high-end backup for Patrick Mahomes or something like that, then obviously he's going to have no value, but then you might look at a situation with Houston, a little bit tenuous with what's going on with Deshaun Watson and Tyrod Taylor, and maybe Trask would get a chance there, maybe in a later round, to be a starter at some point if they're in a bind with their quarterback. So again, Trask just wait and see approach with him. I think he'll have to wait, develop a little bit more. And I think that's why people are going to jump on these top five quarterbacks to me in the draft, because again, there is a bit of a drop-off to Trask, and then a lot of guys I don't think are worth taking on the first 2 days beyond that. So again, that's why the premium is jumping on these five quarterbacks. We're not sure what the class is going to look like next year either. So again, that's why teams looking for a quarterback that think there's a franchise guy in this draft are going to go after that guy as much as possible here in 2021. Because again, you don't know what's going to happen in 2022. Some other guy could emerge and all that. But for right now, this class is looking a lot stronger than what we saw. And it is very similar to the class we had with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, and Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen. Now, three of those guys have worked out pretty well. Two of them, not so much. Josh Rosen already near the crossroads of his career, and Sam Darnold already traded. So, again, in theory right now, you can only look at the right now, and these five quarterbacks in the first round certainly seem special. And Trask, again, could creep into the conversation of being a consistent starter, but it's going to take a little bit more time. So, again, ranking these quarterbacks the way I would think about them in fantasy, Lawrence, again, keeper league, certainly he's the guy that go after. I think it'll be neck and neck between him and the Fields or Lance, whoever gets on the field first here in terms of production because of the running ability. Then you fall into Mac Jones because the immediate ability to lift a team and play well, especially if it's the 49ers. And then looking at Zach Wilson and then Kyle Trask here for fantasy football. Thanks so much for listening to Locked On Fantasy Football. Don't forget, again, we'll start our look at the wide receivers tomorrow, though it's a marquee position early in the draft here. So Chase, Smith, and Waddle, and then we'll get deeper into the wide receivers. So we'll look beyond those three and kind of go through some of the other guys that could have impacts that will go in the first three rounds and beyond. So, yeah, so we'll dedicate a whole show to those three and dedicate another show to the rest of the wide receivers you need to be watching out for in the 2021 NFL Draft for future NFL fantasy football production. This has been Vinny Iyer for Locked On Fantasy Football. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.